USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is trashing the latest spending plan put forth by Democrats.
It's a wild spending, taxing spree, completely inappropriate for the country.
The measure agreed to by Democrats this week is worth $3.5 trillion. The Kentucky Republican saying the country is already dealing with the effects of inflation, and he pledged there won't be any Republican support for the measure. President Biden says monthly payments under the expanded child tax credit will start going out today.
It's historic, and it's our effort to make another giant step toward ending child poverty in America.
Funding for the payments was included in COVID-19 legislation that Congress passed back in March. Roughly 39 million households will get the credit automatically on the 15th of every month through the end of the year. USA Radio News.
America's military is under attack from the woke anti-Christian far left. Even our top generals are ignoring the threat. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the real dangers. Tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. Stinchfield and Newsmax are telling you the truth about the far left's real agenda and Joe Biden's policies. That's why millions are tuning into Stinchfield and Newsmax. And Newsmax is the only major news network carrying President Trump's rallies live. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them, tell them you want it, or you can switch. Watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax has become one of America's biggest news networks, as Americans like you switch to a trusted news source. Every weeknight, watch great shows with Grant Stinchfield, Greg Kelly, Cortez and Pellegrino, Rob Schmidt, and a lot more. Newsmax is real news. Watch it.
Special Operations Forces are ready to begin clinical trials on a pill that may inhibit or reduce some of the effects of aging and injury.
It's all part of the military's effort for improved human performance that will delay aging, but it also prevents onset to injury. Navy Commander Tim Hawkins tells us the pill could enhance mission readiness.
Essentially, we're working with leading industry partners and clinical research institutions to develop a nutraceutical in the form of a pill that is suitable for a variety of uses by both civilians and military members.
This anti-aging pill could one day improve performance characteristics that typically decline as we grow older. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
President Trump is meeting with California Congressman and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Thursday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations is weighing in on the troop withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Former South Carolina governor and United Nations ambassador Nikki Haley on Fox News says America's withdrawal from Afghanistan was done poorly.
One issue is the withdrawal. The other issue is how it was done. The idea that the base left in the, you know, in the dark of night and just suddenly disappeared was a terrible sign for our enemies and for our allies. And, you know, what we want is we don't want thousands of people on the ground in Afghanistan, but we need a presence, an intelligence presence. You know, in Syria, we had a presence, not a lot of people, but Russia and Iran didn't mess with us. They let us know what was going on all the time because they knew we were watching. You have now taken every ounce of our eyes and ears off what's happening. Taliban's taken over 85%. And what that now means is we now have to be careful at home because we don't know what the terrorists are doing abroad.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Royal Caribbean will not be responsible for the death of a toddler who fell from her grandfather's arms and through a ship window. A U.S. Florida district court dismissed the wrongful death lawsuit against Royal Caribbean Cruises earlier this week. The 18-month-old girl's parents sued the cruise company for negligence after she fell through the 11th floor window in 2019 and died. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.